10,000 years, bright shining as the sun.
The Bible's very clear in Colossians chapter 1 that one of the ways to please God is to be always joyful for your salvation. Are you joyful? Are you grateful? For the line in that song, I owe my life. Boy, I owe my life to what Jesus did for me. I literally owe him my life. And that's communion. I want you to just go ahead and be seated. You received a little cup when you came in. Truth be told, I hate these things. Partly because I can never open it, and I ask the ushers to pre-open mine. I'm just being honest. So I'm going to warn you right now, it's not the tastiest thing you've ever had, but okay. But in all seriousness, as we get ready, go ahead, you can peel the top, the cellophane. Don't peel the next one, the foil, just the top. I know, you might have to help your kids. Go ahead, do that. Like I said, I had the ushers open mine. Although it's a little fun here, the Lord spoke to me and told me he wanted us to do this today, and so we made it happen. Because it's important that we take this moment and we remember where we would be if it wasn't for him. We literally owe him our lives. Many of you read that post that Sherry put on the connection page today. Wasn't that powerful 10 years ago today? How about Steve Lawrence 10 years? It was just 1 year ago today. Could have lost his life. Didn't. Take a moment right now. This is what communion is about. It's about remembering. It's about celebrating. But it's also about evaluating. Take a moment. Just simply say, Lord, this week, were the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart acceptable to you? Did my priorities, how I spent my time and my money and my interactions, did they reflect Jesus in me and through me? It's a time to evaluate. Lord, I pray right now as we hold these, wow, really unusual things in our hands. We ask you to help us just to take this moment and to remember what a gift we've received. And may our words and may our motives and the intents of our heart and what our priorities all reflect you. Thank you, Father. And what you're feeling right now, that feeling like, ooh, man, I blew it there. That isn't God condemning you. That's probably the Holy Spirit saying, let's deal with that. Let's not let that be an issue between us. Let's clear it out. Amen? So just, if you're sensing that thing like, oh man, just say, Lord, help me, forgive me, help me. And let's go on. Amen? Amen. In celebration of his broken body, you got the little round wafer in your hands? Yeah, it's really thin. You're right. It's really thin. Take. And in remembrance of his broken body for you and for me, take and eat. Top, hold it carefully or you'll be wearing it. Don't peel it all the way off. Leave it just partially attached. That way you have limited mess. At the end of the service, you can take this. We couldn't figure out a way to collect these safely, so just hang on to it and we'll take care of it and you can take care of it on the way out. Every time I see one of these, I think, how could anything so absolutely ridiculously humble just symbolize something so amazing as the blood of Jesus that washed away my sin? The symbolism of that. An incredible gratitude that you receive the gift of salvation. You don't have to be religious enough or holy enough. You received it out of grace. Take and drink. Be careful. There's probably still some juice in the cup. Let's be careful with it. Take a moment right now. Hallelujah. You can just put the cup down, maybe underneath the seat or something, whatever. Put it down. Because we're going to stand back up again and we're going to sing the goodness of God. Why don't you stand with me? Put the cup on the floor or somewhere underneath the seat. You can pick it up later. That would be great if you do that. Would help us. But just take a moment right now before we sing this song, and let's just express our gratitude to the Lord for our salvation. Come on, lift up your voice with me. Lord, we say thank you. Thank you for saving us. You literally saved our lives. You've given us a hope that's of eternal value. You've given us a reason and a purpose for living. You've changed us in a way that we could never change ourselves. Hallelujah. And you love us with a faithful, never-ending love. And we are so grateful. How could it be that you would love one such as us? But you do. And we say thank you. Hallelujah. Come on, just lift your voice up. Just come on, just express your gratitude to the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. You didn't call us to be churchgoers. You didn't call us to be religious. You called us to be your friends. Hallelujah. And it's our honor to walk with you. Let's sing the goodness of God. Come on, friends. Sing it, the goodness of God.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand.
I've heard you sing it before, and right now it sounds a little lame. And I know we're all kind of concerned about, you know, singing and projecting germs, but I get it. But come on, let's really sing that with our whole hearts, okay? Come on, let's do it. Come on.
I love your voice. You have led me through the
you have.
mighty God. Hallelujah. Do you think walking with somebody for 50 years is long enough to figure out if they are good and faithful? That's my experience. Nearly 50 years of walking with the Lord. He's faithful. I don't need to tell you what Tuesday is. We've been praying every service. This is the last service. We'll continue to pray probably tonight online, Monday night online, probably even Tuesday night online. You've seen this posted on my currently on my Facebook page. We're going to pray. I challenge you, please, if you have yet to vote and you're still not certain what you need to do, please follow these four steps. Please do that. Amen? Simple steps. Simple steps. Follow those steps, please. And then on Tuesday or whenever the election is announced, then make sure you do number four. Pray and trust. Amen? Amen. Join with me. Father, I'm asking you, we're together asking you, Lord, many of us have already voted, but God, some of us haven't, and we just pray that God, we would follow these steps and make sure that our choice is honoring to you. God, you guide that election in a way only you can. We have so many thoughts. We've heard so many things. We don't even hardly know what's true and accurate anymore. But we trust you. Your word says you set up and you take down. And we leave you to do it. We trust you, Father. And regardless of what happens on Tuesday, God, may our hearts be worthy of you when found pleasing to you in every way. We trust you for this, Father. Amen, friends. Amen. Pray much. I am. Amen. Just before you're seated, I'd like to have all the impact and Royal Ranger leaders, if you'd come and just stand on this platform with me. The rest of you may be seated. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. This week, the Lord spoke to me again. You know, some of you laugh. You heard me say this. I said, I have a deal with God. I made a deal with God. You want to know what the deal is? Here's the deal. God, you tell me what to do, and I do it. That's the deal. And so this week, the Lord said, I want you to do communion. We do communion. He said, I want you to bring all of the Impact and Ranger leaders up and honor them and pray for them. So I said, no problem. Glad to do it. These men and women, every Wednesday night, are in that wing of the building, blessing you and your family. Why don't you give them a round of applause right now? Let me tell you what they're passionate about. They're passionate that Your girls have a healthy experience. They learn the Bible and they learn things that girls love to do in a fun way. They do that. They, with the Rangers, they do things like boys like to do things. And it could be a little crazy, but it's boys stuff and that's great. But you know what? I don't care what room you walk into. It's all based on the truth of Scripture. And they want your boys, they want your girls to understand the truth of Scripture, and because that gives them the promise of an effective life. But it's all in the context of things that are very specific to boys and specific to girls. Isn't that great? Come on, give it up. Come on. Every Wednesday night they're doing this. Every Wednesday night. And I got to tell you, what happens there is far better than what might happen in Girl Scouts or now Scouts. Amen? Hallelujah. And these are passionate people. I'm going to pray God's blessing upon them. Maybe God will speak to your heart about being involved in that, or maybe just supporting in some way. That would be great if you'd consider that. You can jump in even tonight at Activate that I'm teaching and start that process if you want to do that. Or maybe, you know, just let God speak to your heart about that. But this is a powerful experience. And I say that because I've been in it and I support it. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the men and women that every week give so much. Lord, I see them come in early. I see them leave after most of us are gone. Lord, they've prepared, they've worked, they've prayed. They've just been careful to make sure that, you know, each girl, each boy gets the awards and the merits and the ribbons and the badges. Lord, that's a huge process by itself. Lord, they work so diligently, as we saw just Wednesday night, boys being honored. And God, I'm so grateful for these men and these women who give so much every week to make these programs so effective and touch these lives and imprint them in a way that they'll never, ever forget. Thank you, Lord, for them. And God, I pray that you speak to people that are here, that God, maybe they need to step up and be involved. And God, maybe you'll trust them to put an impact in the life of a boy or a girl. Maybe you'll trust them with that high responsibility. We thank you, Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Give them another round of applause. Can you do that? Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Thank you. Amen. God bless you guys. You can go ahead and be seated. Thank you. Amen. There's more that aren't here with us today, couldn't be with us, but I'm so grateful for all of them. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. If you're visiting with us today or you're online and you're visiting with us online, that's great. Best way to connect with us, there are two ways. You can do the paper form. If you're here in the building, you can stop by the information center, fill out the connection card. That would be great. And get a free gift for doing that. Or you can do it digitally by texting WELCOME to 860-969-2145. You can do that too. And you'll get a little, when you do that, link comes back to you. Hit that link and complete that. That completes the process. And you can also then stop by. When you do that, you can stop by the Welcome Center, the Information Center, and they will give you a gift there as well, okay? Because we'll get an immediate record of that as well. Hallelujah. We're going to honor the Lord with our giving, and we're doing that. That's completely digitally, too. You can give in the little kiosk out there in the basket. But let me challenge you today. Giving is a demonstration of faith, right? In Hebrews 11:1, it says that faith really becomes the evidence of things that we trust in. So what does that mean? That means one of the reasons when you tithe, you're doing two things. You're doing number one, at least two things. You're saying, God, thank you for blessing my life. But you're also saying, in faith, I tithe, I give this in faith that you are going to continue to bless my life in increasing measure. It's a statement of faith. It's not just because God has blessed me, as great as that is, but you're simply saying, God, I'm trusting you for your provision to come into my life and family in the future as well. Amen? So let's give today. Let's give today. Obviously, the need is there. You know that. The need is there. And so I trust that you'll be faithful, faithed, and filled. Amen? Amen. Lord, thank you for the opportunity to give. Meet every need that's at Seaport exceedingly abundantly, we pray. Thanks, Lord. Amen. Amen. And you see there were various ways to do that. Let me just quickly, before we go on, and James is going to come and speak to us in just a moment. Tonight, we're doing another session of Activate. You can do it online or you can do it in person. I'm personally leading this. We've continually, Robert and I have reworked this process. I am bringing in new insights that I have gained through the course that I'm taking on executive coaching. I'm bringing that into this as well. And so it's a completely different experience than what it has been in the past. And it's much more efficient and effective. And so that's going to be tonight. And so He thinks about who did God make you to be and how do you leverage that for his kingdom and what are the spiritual gifts that are in your life and how does that fit around here? And you know, I'll even give you a quick, you know, I'll even give you a spiritual maturity quiz that I actually helped co-develop many years ago. And so we'll give you that as well. So it's an opportunity to spiritually see kind of where you're at and where you need to go. And that's tonight at 5 o'clock, but you need to register by the close of this service. Okay, and you can do that through the app. And somebody may want to get their phone. So that would be great. That would be a tremendous help and a blessing to you. Activate. I'm teaching that at 5 o'clock tonight. There's a whole series of things that we're going to do, online assessments and various kinds of things that will really help you to figure out where you're going. That's tonight at 5 o'clock. Okay? And if you're not quite sure how to register, you can go to the Information Center. They can help you do that too. Okay, our youth have a chill night, and that is got postponed because it was very chilly. I don't know. They have a bonfire chill night, and they wimped out. Just because it snowed or something. I don't know. It snowed and rained. That was kind of pathetic. But anyway, seriously, it's Friday. You got moved, okay? And then, ladies, contagious Christmas. Pastor Debbie's got this great experience on Christmas, about Christmas for you coming up. Half the spots are already gone, okay? 12 spots are already gone. Only 13 remain. So I hope that you'll jump in and be part of that. Come on, James. James is going to wrap up our series, Supernatural, and I think that you're going to really appreciate this message. All right, James, come share the word of God with us. All right, here we go.
Woo! All right, thank you, PB. Seaport, what is good, y'all? Come on, let's make some noise for Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Doesn't it feel good to be in the Lord's house on a fall Sunday? I don't know about y'all, but it went from winter or fall to winter real quick, and I, for one, was not prepared. But we are indoors, amen, so it doesn't matter. And that means we are on the final week, the very end of this series that we have called Supernatural. And I don't know if you couldn't tell, but I am amped right now to be able to bring us to a close. Because this is it. This is where all of the spoken words over the last month have been bringing us to. Now, if you haven't been tuning in online or you haven't been here and you missed it, stay with me right here because I'm going to catch you up really quickly. So Chris started us off talking about the battlefield, the war that we are fighting against the evil of this universe. Adam then took us through the fog of war and showed us Satan's plan and scheme to be able to confuse us enough in the midst of the battle to be able to turn us onto our own side. PB then came and brought light to the gift of healing and showed us how to listen to the Holy Spirit when we don't see healing take place. And then Ed last week brought an amazing word talking about our nuclear arsenal and talking about how prayer is the most important weapon that we have in this fight of spiritual warfare. And now this week, we're going to bring it all together. And we're going to look and learn about how we can all be walking in. Everybody say victory.
Victory.
Amen. Amen. So, I'm going to need y'all to pray for me right quick because I have now 28 minutes to deliver about 8 months worth of God's word. So, if y'all are ready for the word, somebody shout at me, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody shout at me, oh yeah. Y'all don't have to like me, but you do have to love me. Amen. Ha ha. All right. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for being able to gather to study it, Lord. Father, I'm an open vessel. You speak what you want spoken through me, Father. Help give us wisdom. Help give us knowledge, Father, as we hear your word and have your hand in it all. And then everybody, all of God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. All right. So, if you are here or if you're online, go ahead and you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to, light up that phone screen, bring it up however you want to, Philippians 3, 20 through 21. And we're going to start in verse 20. I'm reading out of the CSB version. But it says, our citizenship is in, everybody say heaven.
Heaven.
And we eagerly wait for a Savior from there. the Lord Jesus Christ. He will transform the body of our humble condition into the likeness of his glorious one by the power that enables him to subject everything to himself. Amen. So you see, throughout this series, as Chris designed this series, as he was putting verse and context together and building this message, he set the layout to the tune of a soldier in battle. And now, given his naval vocation, it's easy to think and see why he would draw upon his personal experiences to be able to help map this thing out. But he had vocational merit to do so, but he had strong spiritual merit to do so as well. Keep in mind that Paul in 2 Timothy 2 calls us, the church, to be good soldiers for Christ. And now, as we've discovered the last couple of weeks, being a soldier is tough. It's daunting, it's painful, it's gruesome. It can push you to your limits and make you question everything you've ever known. But see, as I was preparing this message, as I was studying God's word and putting things together and listening to God, God reminded me of something as I read this verse out of Philippians 3. And this is my first point, so if you're taking notes, go ahead and write this down, bold it, highlight it, star it, do what you got to do. That every soldier is a citizen before they are enlisted. You see, in other words, before they were placed into the battlefield, before they were enlisted into the military, they were citizens of a country first. And everyone in the room in the Navy was a citizen of the U.S. before you were enlisted into the Navy. You were a citizen before you went to basic. You were a citizen before subschool, a citizen before the submarine. You were a citizen before you ever stepped into battle. And no matter which one of the plethora of reasons you had for joining the military in the first place, come on, let's be real, y'all. There's a lot. I listen to y'all. The decision to leave civilian life behind and enter into the military is one rooted in a love for country, a love for its morals, a love for its values, and a love for what it's supposed to represent. You want to serve, you want to fight because you believe in the flag. You believe in your country. You fight because you believe in freedom. You believe in the land of the free and the home of the brave. You believe in this representation that it is those less fortunate, those beaten and bewildered, can come into a cultural melting pot for a fresh start. Can come together and can, although we may all be different from afar, can come together and thrive together. The representation that is America, the representation, the symbolism, the history that is America. And so is the way of the cross. Come on, we are citizens of heaven. We stand for faith. We stand for a God who loves. We stand for a God who frees. For a God who says, come you weary, come you brokenhearted. Come all to me who hunger, who are thirsty, and I will give you a new life. I will feed you and shelter you. A God who says, come to me. Come for a fresh start. Come for a fresh family. A family that we may not all get along. But we stand in solidarity together with the Lord. To love our Lord, our God, and love our neighbor as ourselves. Come on, somebody shout at me, I'm a citizen of heaven. Woo! My friends, when we were adopted into the kingdom of heaven, when you became a citizen of heaven, you were deemed victorious. Amen. Because although we may not be fighting flesh and blood enemies, although we may be fighting principalities of darkness, although we may be fighting on enemy soil, keep in mind, my friends, that all of earth is God's property. He has dominion over it. He has authority over it. But he created it. But power was handed over to Satan during the fall of mankind. So even though it's God's creation, Satan has, albeit limited, but has authority over earth. So I need you to keep in mind that on this life on earth, this war, this spiritual war that we're fighting, it's only vacation, y'all. Because my citizenship is in heaven, we are already living victoriously. Come on. I need you to get this. Because We are citizens of heaven. We can freely walk on enemy soil. We can freely deliver his will to those around us. We can freely fight the battle knowing that it's already won. Come on. Because we have Jesus, because we are co-heirs with Christ by his blood, we can freely walk in his victory. Amen? Come on. And so if the battle is already won, if you don't have anything to lose here, God says, as a citizen of heaven, you have the victory. But does your neighbor, does your family, does your friend, does that guy walking down the street, does that girl at the gym, does that employee that always talks to you as soon as you walk in the store, do they have the victory? And God says, you're a citizen of heaven, but you're here on earth for a reason. And can you focus on completing the mission that I sent you here for? I want to give this a try for a second. I want everybody in the room to point to the minister in the room. When I say, who's the minister here? Point to the minister in the room. So we got a lot of hands for PB. Got a couple of hands for me. Amen. I received that. I saw only a couple of them get it right. Because I saw very few hands point at yourself. There, I got one. One pointed. Amen. All right. Amen. When we talk about the minister, we are too often trained and conditioned to look at the pastor as the minister or the teacher as the minister. But the truth is, when we ask who the minister is, we rarely look at what the minister is doing. And when we look up the term minister, it's defined as someone who attends to the needs of someone else. So you see, when we ask who is the minister in the room, the minister is you. You don't believe me? Let's go to the Word. Ephesians 4:10 through 12 says, starting in verse 10, the one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens to fill all things. And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. Verse 12, this is critical. I need you all to read this with me. To equip the saints for the work of ministry, to build up the body of Christ. We're not talking about the New Orleans Saints, baby. We're talking about you. All right? You see, Pastor Brad's job, or Pastor Stephen Furtick's job, or Vody Bacham's job, or Michael Todd's job, or Todd White's job, your favorite evangelist, your favorite prophet, your favorite speaker, they all have one job, to equip the saints. Everybody say, to equip me. To do the work of ministry. Because see, we are called to do the work of ministry, to be the ministers, to bring the good news. To be the ministers that walk with people. To be the ministers that show the reality of God to people, to those around us. To be the ministers that listen to God and can help spread Christ's victory across his creation. Some of us are like, man, I wish that I didn't come to church today. I have responsibilities now. I just want to feel good. All right, but how do we most effectively minister? How do we complete our mission? How do we walk victoriously? By walking with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:16 says, I say then, walk by the Spirit, and you will certainly not carry out the desires of the flesh. Another translation says, but I say, walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit, responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit. So we live by the Spirit. We make a habit of it. We make a daily walk a normal part of our lives. Because wherever and whenever the Holy Spirit is, the Bible tells us in Ephesians 3 that there is power. In Acts 1:8, Paul states that power will come upon you when the Holy Spirit comes and lives within you. Power to not only walk away from your old life of sin, but power, spiritual power, power and the authority found in the name of Jesus. So we walk with the Spirit. That when we walk with the Holy Spirit says, move here, we do. When the Spirit says, talk to this person, we don't skirt three aisles over. We go out of our way and actually talk to them. But the problem lies with too many people. Now, too many Christians have boiled and reduced this walk down to a personal level. A level where we go, we love the Holy Spirit. We get the warm and fuzzies during worship, and I know that I'm loved. Or, you know, the Holy Spirit just really convicts me, and that's how I stay pure. And don't get me twisted. Don't get me wrong. Those are very, very important roles and aspects of the Spirit. But if that's all the Spirit is to you, you've missed the gospel. Because let's go back to Ephesians 4:12 again for a second. To equip us, the church, Christians, the saved, for the work of ministry. To build up the body of Christ. You see, this is a two-part verse. I love two-part verses. Oh, I love two-part verses. See, the Holy Spirit equips us for the work of ministry to not only build up the body of Christ in the sense of edifying, building, strengthening each other's faith, but then also building up the church in the sense of building and growing the body, allowing the overflow of the church, overflow meaning outside, aka outside the church, the overflow to help pour the gospel out to those around us. You can't have the Holy Ghost without helping others. It's just not how it works. He gives you the power to live out a life of victory, to help others win this fight. And we do this not by restricting the Holy Spirit, but by releasing it. By saying yes, by assisting and allowing the work of the Spirit through us, by saying, Holy Spirit, use me, here I am, Lord, send me. By walking habitually in the power of the Holy Spirit. What power are we talking about? I want to turn to 1 Corinthians 12 for a second. And while y'all are turning there, I want to give a disclaimer for this verse. Because outside of all of the verses pertaining to salvation, because I wanted us to keep in mind that salvation is not only the greatest gift, but the greatest miracle that God will ever do. Thank you, Adam. But this verse right here is quite possibly one of, if not the most important in all of Scripture. And we're picking it up in verse 4. Now there are different gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God. But the same God works all of them in each person. A manifestation of the Spirit is given to each person for the common good. To one is given a message of wisdom through the Spirit. To another, a message of knowledge by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the performing of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, different kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. One and the same Holy Spirit is active in all of these, distributing to each person as he wills. Remember I said there was like 8 months of God's word in this thing? Well, you're looking at the first like 6.5 right here. Because even if this entire sermon was based around one of these 9 gifts, it still wouldn't do it justice. So I'm going to summarize it, this passage with this. Yes, the gifts are real. Yes, the gifts are for today. Yes, God wants you to have and use the gifts. And if you think differently, I would relish in the opportunity to talk it out and tell you why you're wrong. My Instagram is JamesHarringtonUA. Go ahead, at me. I'll give you 2 personal examples. First was a couple years back. My lovely wife, who is, I think, in nursery right now, but she was in college. I was visiting her, and we were just going shopping for the day. And so she had just recently got some birds, so we went to a bird emporium that was surprisingly right by her college. And so we're browsing around. We're looking at all the birds. We're looking at the accessories for all these birds. And we turn the corner, and in this big open room, there is a stand. There's no cage, but there's a stand. And there's this gorgeous, huge gray macaw sitting on the stand. And we're just like, all right. So we start looking around. We're like interacting with the bird. And then the owner comes out of nowhere and starts talking about this, his macaw, and starts talking about like birds in general and giving her tips. And just randomly, in the middle of a conversation, the middle of our day, God speaks to Kate and says, and has a, gives her a word of knowledge for this man. And so she's sitting there, she's like, it's kind of weird, I don't know if I give it. So she processes a little bit, and she's like, no, it's from the Spirit, I gotta give it. And she starts to, she, while the macaw is on her arm, y'all, begins to speak over this man's life and tell him how others have viewed him, how he views himself, and conversely, more importantly, the truth, how God views him, and how God loves him, and how God sees him, and how God sees everything that he does. And the look of just astonishment, not only because of the accuracy of the statements being made, but the look of astonishment at, oh my goodness, there is a God. And the seed was planted and the seed was cultivated. And conversely, another example, because sometimes God just like shows up when we're just walking this daily thing out. Sometimes we have to walk with God, right, from the start. And so I gave the testimony a couple weeks back of how my, some of my friends and I were at the Methadone Mile up in Boston. And if you don't know what the Methadone Mile is, it's literally this mile to 2 mile long strip of hospitals that do methadone treatment for heroin addicts. And outside of these buildings, there's hundreds, if not thousands, of people struggling with addiction, struggling with homelessness, struggling with depression, needles lining the streets. And so we're going around, we're praying for these people, we're getting to know these people, we're talking to as many people as we can, and we turn this corner, and God points out of the sea, God points out this man, Benny, who is sitting right on the curb. And so we go over to Benny, and we start talking to him, and God prompts me to say, hey, Benny, do you have any pain? And so he says, yeah, I have immense pain in my back. It shoots down in my hips and my leg, and I have to walk everywhere around here. I struggle to walk sometimes. Sometimes it's just so painful. And I said, well, you know what, Benny? I serve a living God, and I've seen God heal backs. I've seen God heal knees. I've seen God heal big illnesses, small illnesses, you name it. I'm not saying that he will, but I just want to say, I want to pray right now, if that's okay. And he says, yes. And so we pray for Benny. We pray for his back and his leg, and we pray for his pain. And he stands up, and he's like, I feel good. Whoa, I feel really good. I'm like, all right, Benny, level. What's the level out of 10? And he's like, well, it was a 10. I think now it's a 2. And I'm like, all right, well, I serve a God who doesn't kind of go halfway. So we're going to pray again and see if we can go to 0. Is that all right? And he says, yes. And so we pray again. He goes to 0. He starts crying. He's like reaching down, touching his toes. He's like, it's gone. The pain is completely gone. Come on. This is why this is so important. Because the American church has twisted the gospel message to be all about us. That if we have enough friends that are like-minded, we get to put some money together, we can buy some instruments, we can buy a cool building, we can talk about Jesus and just make better versions of ourselves. Don't get me wrong, y'all. God will move with that. God does move with that. On a daily basis, God moves with that. But when God moves out of the front door, are you willing to follow him? Because remember the gospel message, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that he sacrificed his son, that he was put into an uncomfortable, hostile position for somebody else. That is living victoriously. Being unashamed to walk with the Holy Ghost, being unashamed to walk up to the sick and pray for their healing, being unashamed to walk up to the employee and give that word of knowledge that God gave you, being unashamed to share your faith with somebody and build somebody up in the process, being unashamed to use our heavenly citizenship to let God and help God let heaven and all that it stands for invade the earth. That a daily habitual and unashamed lifestyle of loving God, living for, by, and through the Holy Spirit, of helping and loving thy neighbor, of sharing the victory that God gave you. That is the victorious life of Jesus. It doesn't mean that we have to be perfect. Only Jesus can be that. Remember, even Paul in Romans 7 talks about how what a wretched, sinful man he was. But that it's by the power of the Holy Spirit that we hold on to our faith and walk this thing out. And that is what makes it a victorious life. Now, as the band comes back, we're going to do things a little bit differently today. So if everybody would like to stand, PB is going to come, and we are going to pray for anybody who wants the infilling of the Holy Spirit or wants to have more fullness in the Spirit. We're going to pray for them in a little bit, but first, if you need to go, we're gonna let you go. PB is gonna come. He's gonna dismiss us. But if you need prayer, if you need more of the Spirit, we want you to stay back a little longer and hold back after.
Thanks, James. Appreciate that. It's a potent message. This is again this is a little different today because of time and many other factors. We're going to. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to formally dismiss, and we'll go through the dismissal process that we normally use. But after that, we're going to sing one song, and we're going to give you an opportunity if you'd like to come and stand across the front. We're not going to come and lay hands on you, okay? But if you'd like to stand across the front, socially distance, you can do that, or you can remain in your seat. That's fine. You need to go. No condemnation, no guilt. Feel free, okay? And we're gonna spend just a few moments after we sing the song praying and trusting God that if you have not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit, that you will. And maybe you did once and it's never really been something you've walked in, that you'll experience what we call a refilling. So that we're gonna spend a few moments doing that. Okay, that's what's happening right now. Live stream will continue to play. And so I'm gonna pray. Father, I'm asking you right now. Lord, as some of us go and as some of us stay, we're just trusting that the work of your Spirit would be upon us, flow in us, and through us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Let's go live this thing, whether we go or stay. I want to release any of you that are 65 and above or got an immunity that's compromised. If you've got that, an immune system is compromised, feel free to leave right now. God bless you. Again, you know, I know we're not finished here, but if you want to leave, there's no problem. Feel free to leave, okay? We'll give you recognition out of that way, okay? 65 and above, okay? All right. Those of you in the two center sections here, if you need to go, feel free to slip out. Please slip out right now, and you can find your kids. And have a wonderful day. Wednesday night is going to be powerful. We're going to continue the drive-through history series. That's the plan. I'm not quite sure. I haven't made up my mind whether we're going to stop at Thessalonica and camp out and talk about the return of Jesus or what we're going to do. But that's what I'm thinking about. But you'll know more. I'll tell you about that. These two center sections, you can go. Now the two side sections, you can go if you need to go. Okay? God bless you guys. Let's sing this song, and then we're going to go. And if you need to want to respond, then you can come stand across the front or remain where you are. It's all good with us. Let's worship the Lord. Come on.
There's nothing worth more.
Sing this with us.
Will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope.
Come on, sing it. Stand across the front, or you can remain where you are, whatever you're comfortable with.
I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence flood this place and fill the atmosphere.
step in for just a moment. Come on, just simply say, Lord, more. More of you. More of you, Lord. More of you.
There's nothing worth more that will ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen the sweetest.
I gave James a specific way I wanted him to pray, so just tell us what that is and do it.
We're going to pray for an increased open ear to hear God right now, to hear what he wants us to do, and then to not only hear, but then to step out and do it. So, Father, right now, as we come together, we're seeking your presence, Lord.
Yes,
we feel your
yes,
presence, Lord,
yes.
And we thank you for that. We thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. And Lord, I pray right now that we would have open ears and open eyes to see
yes.
and hear what you are calling us
yes.
to do, Lord.
Yes.
Father, the boldness to step out, Father, help us to be overcome by your Spirit, Father, to where it's not a choice of the flesh,
yes.
Father, but it's a choice of the Spirit. Whew, hallelujah, Jesus. Father, I thank you for what you're going to do in this room. I thank you for how you're going to fill us, Father. Lord, open our ears and plant in us a supernatural
yes,
knowledge,
yes.
Father. Plant in us a gift of knowledge, Father. A gift of knowledge that we would know which gifts, besides the gift of knowledge, Father, that we are called to, which ones that you're putting into us. It's as you will, Lord. It's as you will. It's not by under our own work or our own doing, but it's by your Spirit, Father, that we get these gifts, Father. We're chasing after your Spirit. We love you for it, Father. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Do you believe the stories that James told can happen to you? Yeah, they can happen to you. Just come on. Just simply say this with me. Lord, help me to hear. Help me to hear. Help me to hear. You don't actually have to say, God, speak to me, because he's speaking to you. The problem is not him, it's you. It's us listening. Just say, Lord, help me to hear. Help me to hear. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I want to pray right now that every one of you that's not received the infilling of the Holy Spirit would do so. That is so radically powerful. I don't want you to focus on tongues. I don't want you to focus on that. I want you to focus on God. I just need everything that you have for me. That's how I want you to pray. And then, James, I want you to pray that every single one of us that just needs to be refilled, we would be refilled with the Spirit of God today. If you are here today and you've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you say, well, I'm not sure if I was or wasn't. Then you probably weren't, because when it happens, you know it. Let me pray. All I want you to do is just simply say, God, I want everything that you have for me. I'm pursuing everything that you have for me. That's all you need to do. Lord, I'm asking you right now for every one of us that's standing here. God, I pray you fill every single one of us with the power of your Holy Spirit. We want everything that you have for us. Come on, just simply say that with me. Lord, I want everything that you have for me. See, just say that again. Say it like you mean it. Lord, I want everything that you have for me. Don't leave anything on the shelf, friends. Lord, we want everything. I pray for that. God, for the infilling. Lord, I pray that this place will hear testimonies at prayer gatherings, online, in person, Wednesday night, from people's homes, out of their cars, God, wherever else. God, people being filled with the Holy Spirit, even now, today, right here, in Jesus' name. So powerful and so clear, it's unmistakable. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Now, James, I want you to pray, because we're not going to take a long time on this. Hallelujah. James, I want you to pray right now that every single one of us, you know what? I want you, just as a sign, we do this around here. There's nothing mystical or magical about it. You just take your hands and you put them out in front of you. Just as saying, Lord, fill me up, fill me up, fill me up. James, yes. Pray that every one of us would be filled with the Spirit. That's what it says in Ephesians 5, filled with the Spirit. Lead us.
Jesus. Father, we thank you for your Spirit. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Father, wash over us right now, Father. Father, wash over us right now, Father. Fill us up, Lord. Fill us up more, God. We want more, God. Father, just begin to open your hands. Lift your hands and arms to heaven right now. Father, just we rejoice in your Spirit, Father. Father, we wait on your Spirit, Father. Flow through us more, God.
Yes.
More of your Spirit,
yes.
Father. More of your Spirit, Father.
Yes, Lord.
More, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, as it comes on us, allow us to overflow in your Spirit, Father. Allow us to overflow in your love, Father. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, God. Oh, Holy Spirit, move, move, move more, Father. Lord, for everyone in this room.
Renew us.
Who has been filled before but needs to be filled again, Father, wash over them right now, Father.
I agree.
Father, Spirit Father, fill us with your power. Fill us with your might, Lord. In
right
Jesus'
now.
Name.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your Holy Spirit. Jesus.
Lord, I pray right now that you wash over us by your Spirit right now. Everybody with depression,
Jesus.
Everybody with just deep weariness, everybody with despair, everybody that just feels like, I'm just, I don't know if I can continue to do this. Right now, Lord, I pray right now the Holy Spirit just wash over every single person. That God is in a spirit of despair. God, that is depression, that seems to be just mentally exhausted. And they just can't take any more. They're just weary. God, I pray for renewing grace to be released in this place right now. That God brings a rejuvenation by your Spirit, God, into the depths of who we are. That God is inexplicable. And bring such renewing grace that God is just like is brand new. We trust you for this. Come on, if that's you, just simply say, Lord, I receive that. If that's you, just receive that. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm done. James, I don't know if there's anything else in your heart to do, because I'm done. Hallelujah. Anything? Absolutely, Ed. I agree 100%. Understand something. This right here was a step. Some of you say, well, it didn't happen. No, it was a step in the right direction. Amen? come on, friends. I've had people call me and say, I was laying in my bed and something really weird happened to me. I said, well, you were filled with the Holy Spirit. I had somebody call me up and said, am I crazy? I was driving down Route 184 and all of a sudden I began to speak in some language. I must be crazy, Pastor Brad. I said, no. Let's talk about what that was. Spirit of God. It can happen anywhere at any time. Amen? You stepped in. Keep going. It could happen tonight. It could happen tomorrow. It could happen Tuesday. It could happen anytime. Lord, right now, as we close this service, we are stepping in. And Lord, we want more. Refill, renew, baptize in Jesus' name. We are trusting to hear reports. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 God bless you, friends. You're free to go. Keep going. Great step. Come back Wednesday night. We'll keep going. Hallelujah. God bless you. Pray for Tuesday. God bless you, friends.